Among party insiders, both here and in Washington, one of the best-known Massachusetts Democrats is one of the candidates running for governor this year. State Treasurer Steve Grossman is a businessman and a longtime fundraiser for the party, who spent the summer trying to get his name out to rank-and-file voters. As we continue our series of profiles of the Democrats and Republicans running for governor ahead of Tuesday's primary election, this morning, WBUR's Steve Brown introduces us to Steve Grossman.
The governor's race, there are three people running for governor. One person is here today, so by luck of the draw, we're going to bring him up first. He's Steve Grossman.
At the annual Democratic City Committee cookout in Malden, Steve Grossman boosted his party bona fides by invoking the one name everyone under the tent held in high esteem.
Monday will be the fifth anniversary of Ted Kennedy's passing, and we all came together the night that Ted Kennedy was waked. And I remember coming over here, and it was raining. It was as if God was weeping because he had lost one of our best.
Grossman's ties to the Kennedy family go back three generations. He points out that in 1910, his grandfather, Max Grossman, then only a boy, handed out literature for Ted Kennedy's grandfather, John F. Honey Fitz Fitzgerald, who was running for mayor of Boston. Stephen Grossman was born February 17, 1946, at Newton Wellesley Hospital, the oldest child of Edgar and Shirley Grossman.
So every one of these brings back a certain memory. This one over here.
The walls of his second-floor State House office are covered with photographs and mementos, marking his career as a businessman, philanthropist, Democratic fundraiser, as well as one-time chairman of both the state and national Democratic committees. Grossman is seen in the company of presidents, prime ministers, and royalty, including the late Jordanian monarch King Hussein. Grossman was on the White House lawn in 1994 to attend a ceremony announcing an historic agreement between Israel and Jordan. At the time, Grossman was president of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and just a few weeks before had been asked by the king's nephew if he could help secure some loan forgiveness for Jordan as a goodwill gesture. Grossman said he made a few calls and, with the help of then-Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, obtained $700 million in loan forgiveness. Grossman picks up the story when Rabin spots him on the White House lawn.
Rabin shakes my hand, and he turns me 90 degrees. He says, "Your Majesty, I'd like to introduce you to Steve Grossman." And the king looks at me and he said, "Mr. Grossman, I know exactly who you are. My family and the people of Jordan will never forget your kindness and your support." I mean, that he knew about this and knew to connect it with me was a little mind-boggling.
Whether for a king or a constituent, Grossman is quick to pick up the phone and make things happen.
"Hey, Mark, so I'm standing here next to a friend of mine named Melody Adams, and she has a 90-year-old grandmother, and she's got some unclaimed property, so she would like to bring the form."
At the Democratic cookout in Malden, Grossman pulls out his BlackBerry and calls the head of the Treasurer's Unclaimed Property Division to expedite the return of some unclaimed money. The division oversees $2.4 billion in unclaimed property. Grossman has used the program to win supporters in the legislature, including Concord State Representative Corey Atkins.
"So he gave him a list of people in our district, and we called them. Said, go in and get your money. So we looked like heroes."
After graduating from Princeton and Harvard Business School, Grossman went on to work in the family business run by his father and uncle Jerome Grossman, the Massachusetts Envelope Company, now known as Grossman Marketing Group. After 2 years in sales, Grossman left to work at Goldman Sachs. He stayed there for 3 years until he got a call from his father.
"And he said, Steve, Jerry, my uncle, wants to sell his interest in the business. I can't run this by myself. Are you interested in buying Jerry's interest in the business?" I said, "Dad, I'll be right over." Because the thing that I wanted to do all my life was be in business with my father.
Steve Grossman became president and CEO of the company, a title he held for more than 30 years until he was elected state treasurer in 2010. Grossman boasts his family business has been a union shop for 62 years and never had a matter go to arbitration.
"We've reinvented the business a number of times over the years. I think almost any business needs to reinvent some portion of itself every year to stay current with the needs of the customer. It was always about superior customer service. It was treating your employees right."
"He's smart. He's fair. He's a great business leader."
Sheila Ryder has worked for Grossman Marketing for 30 years. She says about 25 years ago, she needed to take 6 months off after adopting a child.
"I spoke to Steve about that. and said I understood leaving a company for 6 months just wasn't a reasonable request. And he said, it's more than reasonable. We support you. We value your work. We value you personally. And go home, take care of your baby, and come back to us in 6 months.
His success in business allowed Grossman to pursue his other interest, raising money for Democratic candidates. He was a major fundraiser for Michael Dukakis' 1988 presidential campaign, catching the eye of Democratic operatives, including Marty Exifaris.
In terms of Steve being an incredibly intelligent guy, well-informed on the issues, very articulate, but also totally committed to Democratic activism, to democracy, to participation in politics, to use an old-fashioned phrase, and really to his core, believes in the kinds of things that are at my core. And so we've been best buds ever since.
Exifaris helped Grossman become the chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party in 1991. Grossman went on to helm the Democratic National Committee in the late 1990s. By his side for the last 46 years has been his wife, Barbara. The couple have three sons. Barbara Grossman says her husband is a genuinely caring, compassionate person.
It's not an act. It's not, I mean, everybody talks about transparency. But Steve really is truly concerned about people's well-being, almost to a fault. I mean, his father was known for, if you admired his tie, Edgar would whip his tie off and give you the tie. I mean, Steve is that kind of person.
Grossman credits his wife, a professor of drama at Tufts University, with helping him improve his speaking abilities on the campaign trail. He also credits another family member, his late uncle Jerome Grossman, as being his political mentor.
Jerry was a progressive activist, a liberal leader. I mean, Jerry died 96 last year. Jerry's autobiography says it all. His blog was called, and his autobiography are called, Relentless Liberal.
Steve Grossman is trying to follow in his uncle's footsteps in carrying the progressive label. This is the second time he has run for governor. His bid in 2002 came up short. Quoting the prophet Isaiah, Grossman says he wants to be the repairer of the breach.
When you are given the imprimatur of leadership by the people of the Commonwealth, there is something about being elected to office in a democracy that gives you the credibility and gives you the foundation on which to build, unlike anything else.
Grossman favors universal pre-K. He's calling for an increased prominence of arts and education. He supports making earned sick time state law, just as he did at his family business, and has said he will not vote to repeal the state's casino law, but will accept whatever the voters decide in November. While the questions of casinos will definitely be on the ballot this fall, Grossman must win Tuesday's primary for his name to be on the November ballot as well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.